A high school student had an assignment to interview a World War II veteran. So he decided to approach his elderly neighbor, who was a veteran, with a list of questions. And after a few rather generic questions, he asked him, "Did you ever kill anyone?" The neighbor got very quiet, and then he said in a soft voice, "Probably. I was the cook." That's the joke. I would suggest that our readings today are about identification, instruction, and challenge. So let's imagine the scene that Jesus is gathering and moving along with his disciples. And most of all, let us try to put ourselves in the mind of Peter, sort of feel where he's at and what his questions are like. And Jesus is on the road to Jerusalem for the last time, and the crowds are following. He knows his time is short, and so he sees this as a good time to challenge his disciples to see what they have learned in the last years that he's been with them and what his message has done for them. So he begins, "Who do people say I am? Elijah, John the Baptist, a great prophet?" Today people might say, "Well, Jesus is one of those founders of a great religion. A good man who cared for people, outsiders, wise man, a teacher, good person, like Moses and Gandhi." Or maybe a radical would say, "Well, he just wanted to overthrow the oppressors of the people at that time." And if we went to Google, we might hear Jesus was a first century preacher and the central figure in Christianity. But popular opinion is one thing, but that's not what Jesus was looking for. He wanted a personal response, not one from the mind, but one from the interior, one from the heart. So, what about total commitment? What are these years together? What have they done? What have they done for us? And then comes the real question to each one of them. And the question for us is, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter immediately says, "You are the Christ." That is the Messiah, the anointed one. Well, that's the right answer, but their notion of Messiah was kind of, well, like a victorious ruler, somebody that would bail them out of their oppression. It didn't include suffering. Boy, suffering. Who wants that? So then Jesus told them what kind of a Messiah he would be, and that was pretty serious. Jesus didn't want admirers. He wanted followers who would continue to bring people into the kingdom here and now. Can you imagine what they were thinking as Jesus told them that they would suffer? Well, what did that mean? And then rise? And then rise on the third day? Who would be their leader? Who would be their teacher? Who would comfort them? They would have to become the leaders. And of course, carry on Jesus' mission. So fast forward into the world that we live in. Who do they say we are? Who do people around us say that Jesus is? Well, we have some people that say, "Well, Jesus was that prosperity preacher who wanted us to be rich and wanted us to own things and to be powerful." Or a leader in the Christian movement, whatever that is. There's a lot of people that use the word Christian today that has a different meaning, especially in politics today. It takes more than calling yourself a Christian and admiring Jesus to be his followers. So the real question to each one of us is, who do I say that Jesus is? And your answer may be different at different times of your life and different stages of your life. And the question develops, are we willing to die to ourselves or others? Are we willing to commit ourselves to Jesus' way of life and his mission? From the letter of James, we hear, faith without works is dead. Just checking the box and going to church on Sunday doesn't get it. I remember years ago while I was on staff here, in my left-hand upper drawer, there was a dust cover of a book, and I don't know where I got it from. And it said, and I kept it because every time I looked at it, it came to me. Over 150 million attend services every Sunday. How does that change the world? Isn't that something? That's the central question. James is saying, be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. Jesus says, take up your cross daily. And so what does he mean? Well, for most of us, it's giving up our time and our talent and our effort, caring for the needs of others. This parish was established on social justice issues. It's been the base of our spirituality, faith based on action. We have people that travel to Oshkosh, take on their own resources and time, to prisons to minister to inmates, care for their needs, their spiritual needs. We have teams that serve at the Salvation Army, serve lunch when the staff there has to have a day off. Many of us are involved in visiting hospitals and nursing homes, shut-ins, homebounds, bringing our cares and our concerns, bringing the parish out to them. So being followers of Jesus is about continuing his care and his compassion. Our resurrection is the joy of giving to ourselves and living Jesus' ministry here and now in our relationship with him. So it's today as we come forward to the Eucharist and we receive that body and blood of Christ and we say, amen. Hear Jesus saying, who do you say that I am?